Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
The Bob Cordaro Show Podcast.
Great. Good morning, everyone. It is a beautiful Monday, August 25th, year of our Lord, 2025. This is the Bob Cordaro Show. I am he. Broadcasting today from the United States of America. I could prove it because our nation's capital is murder-free since Donald Trump intervened. It's also the place where the brave, like the veterans we salute today, thanks to John Basiliga and his incredible family of companies. We lost them this year, but celebrate today. Herbert Daniels, Brooks Estate, Pittston. Hayden Samuel, Uniondale. Joseph Sweeney, Jessup. Peter Clark, Easton. Henry Laskowski, Dixon City. And Robert Golder, Berwick. The United States of America, founded with the certain knowledge and understanding by our incredible, irreplaceable, amazing founding fathers, that the government is not, shall not be, cannot be, by law, our parent, our guide, our salvation, our direction. Not any of these things, but is nothing more than the necessary evil we require to organize and protect society. The United States of America, the country where, for the first time in human history, freedom was declared to be an unalienable right granted to each individual by God. It could not be parceled out to groups. It could not be controlled by government or government officials. Our great American Constitution ensures and codifies freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom of association, economic freedom, and freedom of the press. If they use it to lie and cover up for the left, so be it. It's freedom. We can handle it. Now, armed with these freedoms, and only because of them, a ragtag bunch of immigrants, rejects, and their progeny created the richest, most powerful, most culturally diverse and accepting nation ever to grace our planet Earth. America, the only place specifically invented and designed so that every American can live their life in the manner they choose, unlimited by their background, upbringing, race, color, or creed, unhindered by the government or those who would use government to control others for their own comfort, benefit, or power. This Bob Cordaro Show, well, it'll always be convincingly conservative, lovingly logical, proudly and passionately patriotic, and reliably right. And as I look at my Bacardo Jewelers watch, I see it's 9:11 and 48 seconds. And that means that it's time to gavel to order this meeting of the Club for Common Sense after a week off. But we will promise and endeavor to deliver a sanctuary of sanity for all of you to bathe in, to luxuriate in, if you so desire. Because there's an insane world out there. There's insane leftists. There are protests for, what's his name? Garcia? Illegal immigrant. Trafficker. Human trafficker. Wife beater. And the Democrat Party is fighting for him. There's also, just to tell you, the insane people that we have in this country, and they're amidst us and amongst us, whether it's out of hatred of Trump or just general insanity. I heard and read reports. Almost 2 million people signed some kind of online petition in support of the illegal immigrant who killed the family in his truck. They suspect because he couldn't read English. Once in a while, you'd have to say, what planet are these people on? What is this all about? I've got a little screed I want to go on about TDS, Trump Derangement Syndrome. I experience it with some of my friends so often. I'm going to go into that in a minute, but I want to just talk a little bit of vacation. I went to Florida. Cutie and I, and Mike and Natalie Pelucci, they had just a great time had by all, but I'm exhausted. You know, it's like, well, what do you do on the weekend? Well, now let's do it for 6 days straight. No, it doesn't work. But we had a blast. The Pelucci's are like being with, it was like being with Ralph Cramden. Ralph Cramden and Alice. it was absolutely beautiful. Bonita Springs is near, it's West Coast, near Naples, just a little north. And so the last day, we didn't go down to the beach. We were across the street from the beach. A good friend of ours let us use his condominium. And it was across the beach. You could see amazing ocean views. It was the 10th floor. By the way, you still see a lot of devastation, whether it's insurance or legal tie-ups of money or whatever. There's a lot of things that are not fixed yet. Like, just for example, the place we were at, there was a bar restaurant within walking distance. Well, no longer. It got blown out by the last hurricane, and somebody wants $13 million for the property. Well, if you think about it, and I mean, I think of things fairly simply, between insurance and all the other, and you've got to reconstruct, obviously, you'd have to clear about $150,000 a month just to pay the mortgage and the insurance. So, I mean, that's a lot of pizzas. So there's areas that have not recovered yet. Not because of, fortunately, not like California. It's not because of regulations and bureaucracy. It's because sometimes you just don't have the money to rebuild. Anyway, it was beautiful. Fifth Avenue in Naples, oh my gosh. It's almost too perfect. Food is amazing, all of that. You know, again, when you're in great company, we found a place. I used to go to a cigar bar there in a place called the Mercado in Naples. And that's where I would go and smoke cigars. Well, we discovered a bar right next to it called the Martini Bar, where you could smoke your cigar and whatever in peace. Because they had it's an outdoor section, but it was fully covered. I don't want to be out in the sun. So, yeah, that was a big discovery. And everything was great. It was really a tremendous. I got to tell you, and I admit it to you, I miss you guys. I hope some of you missed me. I did miss you. I miss talking to you and hearing from you and all of that. So it is good to be back. By the way, my twins turned 36. So on Saturday, we went to the Waymart Hotel. What a great stop. I'm telling you. We were out, and so they have this little outdoor area, because I said, well, we can't smoke cigars, obviously, even though it's an outdoor area. We don't want to be blowing smoke on everybody. So we went out and smoked cigars. They have this little area overlooking a creek. It was just fabulous. And the ribs were amazing. And then yesterday morning, I went to see my granddaughter play soccer up at Sherwood Park. And they're just running around. I don't know what they're doing, but it's just absolutely hilarious. but we're back. And that brings us to 9:18, which is the time we got to take a break. So we're going to do that. We're going to come back. And then I want to talk about this Trump derangement syndrome. As soon as I got back, it was brought home to me by a dear friend of mine. But he's literally gone insane because of his hatred for Donald Trump. And you observe this phenomenon. It never ceases to amaze me, but it exists. It's really there. And we'll talk about that when we come back. It's the Bob Cordaro Show, back, and for probably quite a while, at least as far as I hope. We'll be back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Isn't that almost the epitome of 50s music for those of us who weren't born in the 50s or weren't born yet? This date, 1958, Murph tells us the Elegants, never heard of them, had the number one hit, though, Little Star. And, of course, this is about Woodrow Wilson, 1916, creating the National Park Service within the Department of the Interior. But Teddy Roosevelt got this whole ball rolling. The arguably greatest president we ever had. Well, you can never discount Washington and Lincoln, of course. But Teddy Roosevelt was my favorite. And then you go to Reagan and now Trump, who I just think is doing a fantastic job. And that brings me to a point. A dear friend of mine, I love him dearly. I mean, he's a little crazy, and that's fine. But he's my kind of crazy, so I'm good with it. Anyway, he's texting me this nonsense. I don't get it. About Trump destroying the country. This is the usual nonsense. And it's the cult. All of this insanity. I think about it and I go, wow. It's scary. Here's a quote. Anything beats the mentally ill president we have today. 50% tariff on beef from Brazil, so working families can't afford hamburger. We don't have to. By the way, we produce our own beef. We export beef. And Brazil's screwing us. They're also jailing their political opponent. It's a bad, poorly run country. The Chinese have incredible influence there. It is not an ally. They are an adversary. They're almost a satellite of Red China. And they don't trade fairly with us. It's the whole thing. And I want to repeat something that I've said repeatedly, but that deserves repetition. The fact is, tariffs do not cause inflation. Period. End of sentence and end of discussion. Anything to the contrary is false. Do they raise prices for certain goods? Of course. They do not cause inflation. Otherwise, there would be rampant inflation in places like China. Rampant inflation in Europe. Unrelated to horrible energy policies, by the way. India. Korea. South Korea. All the places that Trump's trying to straighten out. Now, the other key to the point on Trump's strategy of tariffs. It's not just the revenue to me is almost irrelevant, but it's important. It's probably going to be $250 to $300 billion this year. So that reduces our national deficit. This year's deficit anyway. Now that's number one. But number two, and by the way, we didn't have rampant inflation when tariffs at the turn of the 20th century were our only or our major source of income, the federal government. So let's go back. They don't cause inflation. Period. It's anything to the contrary is just false. I have not even seen in other countries or even our country. I haven't even seen a correlation between inflation. It's the overall gauge of price increases at any point, no, regardless of our tariff status. It doesn't do it. I've discussed a lot of the reasons why, because of businesses adjusting, consumers adjusting, etc. Now, so you have one foolhardy statement. That is why, by the way, the hyperinflation that Biden and Democrat policies caused was due to other factors, most particularly re-regulation and insane energy policies. It's wild, wild government overspending. Like, to the point where spending had zero relationship to revenues for the federal government. So, there's the point. There's what TDS does to people. They ignore fact, truth, and reality. Willfully so. It doesn't matter how much you talk to them. Doesn't matter. So I don't even argue with them. I said, it is exactly like arguing with somebody who's mentally ill. It's like, yeah, you've got Trump derangement syndrome. I can't even have an intelligent discussion with you. Isn't that frightening? And so I used to engage and go back and forth. You can't do it. It isn't worth it. They wear fact flak jackets so that the facts bounce off of them instead of penetrate. And they just go on and on and on with lunacy and calling you a cult member. I mean, what country? I mean, this is how the text chain ended. Trump is destroying it as I type. And I had text back to them. The guy who voted for Straight Outta Stupid, because I happened to be looking at these Straight Outta Scranton and Straight Outta Greenridge t-shirts with scumbag Biden on them. Yeah, Straight Outta Stupid, who almost destroyed the country. You're going to tell me about policy, please. you're going to tell me about competence, please. I'm not. So it's like you can't argue with an insane person. I think it was Will Rogers said it. Don't argue with a crazy person unless you be confused for him. Or words to that effect. So it's just this. But I want you to know the main point of it. Some of these people are actually functioning in life. Not all, some of them. And so they're highly functional in other aspects of their life, but the TDS. Now, if you're a true believer in left-wing policies, you are almost 90% not functioning properly or doing your job well, because you can't be divorced from truth, fact, and reality in every aspect of your life and then supposedly do a good job at whatever it is. But the Trump derangement syndrome people, it's almost like a reverse autism. Many autistics can focus on something. Maybe it's Asperger's more so than autism. But they can focus on something and be incredible at it. But then there's those other things, they just can't get it done. So, no, it's a true issue. Donald Trump brings that out in people. Why? I don't know. I can understand you hating him. I really could. I don't like the way he talks. I don't like the way he acts. Well, if you're only listening to the left-stream media, I could see it happening. Now, after that, though, you're listening to left-stream media, so you just hear everything negative, all the lies, etc. But you can't argue with the policies. Like, you've got Democrats arguing with making Washington, D.C. safer. They're arguing about it. That it's bad. I mean, that this Abrego Garcia shouldn't be thrown out of the country. He's here illegally to start with. What did I miss? Never mind the trafficking. Never mind beating his wife. Never mind being associated or a member of MS-13. I don't get it. They're arguing against it, and I mean with passion, white-hot passion. So it's a true, there's a sickness in the Democrat Party. You need look no further than the platform of the party. Literally kill babies even after they're born. That's the platform for the Democrat Party. Open borders. Never mind the destroying incomes, wages, and job opportunities for Americans. But the fentanyl coming in, the crime increasing, the overburdening of school systems and welfare systems. It's insane. How? And they're arguing for this. It's just crazy. So we need to have compassion for them because they've got a serious problem. And you really do if you're voting Democrat. I'm sorry. I don't get it. And I vote Democrat every time I can. I really do. It's becoming less and less, though. There was someone I was supporting for a long time. Really liked the guy, Gary DiBilio. He's our county controller. And then I saw his statements on politics, on Democrat and national politics. I said, I cannot support him anymore. So he's lost my vote. Not that it matters. In Lackawanna County, it doesn't matter for a spit. But, I mean, they go crazy following this lunatic fringe that owns the Democrat Party down these insane rabbit holes. It's really crazy stuff. It's a fascinating thing. But we've got to take a break, because as I look at my Bicardo Jewelers watch, it tells me it's 9:36. So we've got to take this break. We'll come back with our veterans tribute, the weather, and much more. It's the Bob Cordaro Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
The great Sam Elliott, a veteran himself, reading from the recollections of an Omaha Beach veteran in World War II, D-Day. But it's not just for those who fought. I point out the Bloomsburg Legion, the great Bloomsburg Legion. They've got a stone outside their building. It says, "What is a veteran?" A veteran, whether active duty, discharged, retired, or reserve, is someone who at one point in his or her life wrote a blank check made payable to the United States of America and its people for an amount of up to and including his or her life. Our veterans this hour, brought to you by our man John Basiliga and his amazing family of companies, including Eastern Roofing Systems. Herbert Daniels, he died August 10th. He was from Brooks Estate, Pittston. He was 98. Satchy, as he was known to his friends. He was born in Plymouth in 1927. Plymouth High School class in 1945. After graduating, he enlisted in the U.S. Army. After his service, he began his career as an accountant for J.B. Post Company, and later became comptroller for Bergman's Department Store, retiring from position with the state of Pennsylvania. He enjoyed singing. He was an active member of the Wyoming Valley Barbershop Society for 60 years. In addition to his parents, Herbert was preceded in death by his wife of 73 years, the former Elsie Jones. Left to cherish his memory are daughters Deborah, Cynthia, and Pamela, 5 grandchildren, 4 great-grandchildren, and 1 great-great-granddaughter, as well as other family members. Herbert Daniels. And a guy I had some very positive dealings with myself, Hayden Samuel. He died August 4th. He was 82. He was from Uniondale. He survived by his wife of 49 years, the former Joan Doherty, his son, his daughter, and his granddaughters, as well as other family members. Graduate of Abington Heights High School and the University of Scranton, he served us in the United States Army, where he was decorated for his service as a helicopter medic during the 1960s United States action in the Dominican Republic. He was a skier when he would go down the Elk Mountain slopes recklessly from when it opened in 1959. He was a single-engine pilot. He was a sailboat captain. He retired as president of Eastern Claims Service, which was a family-owned business started by his father, which he and his uncle Gordon Samuel grew into a multi-service insurance corporation. Hayden responded in his 3 days before his death at Allied. A visiting nurse asked how he was doing. Hayden responded, "Look at my view. How could I not be fine?" Hayden Samuel. Our veterans this hour brought to you by John Basiliga and Eastern Roofing Systems. Eastern Roofing Systems, the premier roofing company for commercial and institutional roofing throughout the Eastern Seaboard. And guess what? They'll bring that expertise right to you in your home in Northeast Pennsylvania. Eastern Roofing Systems, headquartered in Jessup. Storm Tracker 16 forecast from meteorologist Joe Snediger. Today, partly sunny with a chance of a passing shower, 77 degrees. Tonight, mainly clear and cool, 52. Tuesday, sunny and cool with a chance of a shower, 72. Wednesday, sunny and cool with a chance of a shower, 72. How about that? Sort of fall weather already. Get you in the mood. And I was talking to Lisa. We came in at the same time. She's the one who's, if you ever come here, she's sort of a vicious person. And in fact, she has a Jeep that it looks angry. I've never seen a car that actually looked angry. And well, it fits her personality, so that's what happens. But she said her kid had to take her child to school. I didn't realize they were starting school already. So, man, between the weather dropping a little bit and all of that, it must feel like fall for a lot of us. Lil Eva. This day, 1962, Murph tells us she had the number one hit with Locomotion. Bob Cadaro back at just a sad anniversary. My cousin Tommy P. Bringing it to my attention. Carolyn and Mike Sanders observing the 12th anniversary of the loss of their son Michael, killed by a drunk driver at Montage Mountain. Never goes away. It may never even get easier. I God forbid, I got five kids. The experience has got to be. And I know so many who've gone through it. It's got to be exquisitely painful. Ever present. Omnipresent, if you will. So, God bless Carolyn and Mike Sanders and their son, Michael. Hey, I just got this in an email. And I want to thank my friend Aubrey. Wyoming Valley Veterans Day Parade, okay? It's November 9th, and they're seeking bands to participate in their 80th annual Wyoming Valley Veterans Day Parade, Sunday, November 9th. High school or local performing bands, be patriotic and honor our veterans. So I may not get to mention it again, but they're looking for bands to perform, and it makes the whole day. That's how neat. Wyoming Valley Veterans Day Parade, Sunday, November 9th. Let's start thinking about it now. Thank you, Aubrey. Appreciate it. Hey, it was another text I wanted to get to. What the heck was it? Well, there's a few texts, but I want to get to the blower because our man Joe from Berwick is calling in about the anniversary of a local veteran. Hi, Joe.
Yes, hello, Bob. Thank you for having me on. Before I get to that, I do want to comment on something you had on earlier with people ranting about the beef prices.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to bring to people's attention, I know quite a bit about this. One of the reasons that beef prices struggle here in America is because of pressures from foreign sources that produce beef cheaper than we do, something that Trump seems to understand and is trying to address. And the other thing that is also worth mentioning, for anybody who truly wants to help out American farmers and keep this thing moving along, there are many local producers of beef who sell from local roadside stands like where I live. And the animal is butchered in a federally inspected and qualified processing plant, like the one I'm talking about, Georgia's Meat, outside of Danville and
Where do you get it? Where do you get it, Joe?
Well, in between Danville and Bloomsburg, off of what they call Old Danville Road or Old Danville Highway, there is a local farmer who, if we can, you know, he sells it, he advertises it, you have to buy by the quarter. What people understand.
I know
understand
people that
is,
did that. In fact, our friend the Pelucci's, yeah, they were in the veal business forever, and he knows how to do this. You buy either a quarter or a half a cow or whatever. Yeah.
If you can do it, because it helps these local farmers. They're under the same stresses that farmers, you know, even big farmers out west are under, with unfair competition from stuff that can be shipped in here from overseas and raised cheaper. If you're raising a family and live in, God forbid, one of these Democrat-run areas where your taxes are sky high, okay, I understand you got to go to the store, all these whatever, and buy the cheapest you have available. Understood. But if you're not in that position and you're able to dish out the money and support local farmers and pay a little bit more because of the prices that they have to work under, okay, put your money where your mouth is and support these local farmers who are selling local products. Because if we can give their kids an opportunity to stay on the farm and make a living, that's what we need to do.
Amen.
So
thank you, my friend. Let's go. Joe, call us back. We got to go to Bloomberg. How about that? Tommy Rowe. Murph is really going deep today. This date, August 25th, 1962. He moved from number 12 to number 5 with his hit, Sheila. Back and forth on text with, we're going to have a new football feature this fall. And it's going to be a sort of a post-weekend analysis of college and football. My friend and Mike Munchak, one of his best friends, Chet Parlavecchio, both a Penn State All-American and a professional football player, and a New Jersey Hall of Fame coach, is going to be giving a sort of post-weekend analysis on football. We're going to bring him on this Thursday to talk about it and talk about him, just sort of introduce you guys in any event. A couple of texts that came in I want to sort of get in. One that made a point. I don't want to go into that one, but it was sent to the previous show, which is a left-wing show. And it demonstrates the thoughts of the left wing. But I want to get into, well, no, I'll do your friendly text after. But here's what they texted into the morning show. What is the point of owning a company if it's not to employ people? If you are in business just to make yourself more money and less people so you can fill your pockets, then you're the problem. That is so upside down. That's the way a left-wing Democrat. Of course the point is to make money to be in business. That's why you take the risks and do the hard work. Do you hear this? The point of having a company is to employ people? No. Like, they look at everything the exact opposite of the way it should be viewed. Again, what is the point of the, this is the text to the morning show, and I'm sure they agreed with it. What is the point of owning a company if it's not to employ people? If you're in business just to make yourself more money with less people so you can fill your pockets, then you're the problem. What? They obviously don't own a company, by the way. Quite obviously. My word. So you see the sort of addled thinking that a Democrat. No, I don't want to smear Democrat. The Democrat Party was once great, and there's tons of great Democrats and clear thinkers. But that person's clearly a Democrat voter. That the if you're trying to make money with your company, man, you're the problem. Really? That is something so stupid Bernie Sanders would say it. Why do we play the song Mark Mayer sent us? The battle is over, but the war goes on. Because of that kind of thinking. All right. My Bacardo's watch tells me it's 10:01. And remember, they've got Breitling, Oris, Longines, Michelle, Shinola, Luminox, Swiss Army, and Seiko. And guess what? They started as a jewelry store, and they still are the premier jewelry store in Northeast Pennsylvania. You got to have an occasion, an engagement, whatever. Don't forget about them. But we're telling the time right now. 10:01:52. We'll be back after the news.
WYLK News Radio. This is the Bob Cordaro Show podcast.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.